Jumper.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Aging. This is Kitty Glomsky and my co-host,
Brooke Meanville,
bringing you the next episode of Let's Talk About Aging. With me today is Pat McKinnon, who is the interim director of MAP in Lansing. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Kitty.
We have an upcoming special week. You want to tell us about that?
One of the programs that MAP is a part of is the Senior Medicare Patrol, or SMP, and they will be hosting a special SMP 65 week throughout the country as an opportunity to let folks know about the dangers of Medicare fraud. The Senior Medicare Patrol is all about educating the public about the dangers, what to be aware of, the costs, and how to recognize and report Medicare fraud. So in celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Senior Medicare Patrol, they will be hosting a special fraud alert week.
That's on the internet, right?
It'll be on the internet. There'll be social media. There'll be other hosting events. I'm doing something with our regional office at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services out of Chicago with congressional staff, letting them know about the Senior Medicare Patrol and the work we do. There'll be a lot of different things going on.
That sounds exciting. It seems like there are more and more attempts to defraud seniors, get their personal information, get their money. I saw a statistic that there are over $60 billion that we lose every year to Medicare fraud. Is that correct?
That is true. That is the estimate, that annually $60 billion, that's with a B.
That's an amazing number. Yeah. We really need to tell people to be careful. And it usually starts with a phone call, doesn't it?
So often, yes. It's just a phone call. There's a new Medicare card we want you to know about. All new. It's just like a credit card. It's got a chip in it with special platinum level. And we will be sending that to you. Could you please confirm your Medicare number with us? And yeah, tempting you to give that information. Very popular right now. Other hot scams are the durable medical equipment. They just call, try to get your number, and they start sending you stuff. Or it just shows up on your doorstep. Don't know where it came from. Very prevalent.
That means that somebody else has your personal information.
Somewhere along the line, that information got out. And now your Medicare is being billed. And that's where those billions of dollars are going.
If somebody has a question about whether something is legit, what should they do, Pat?
They should call the MAP 1-800-803-7174 and talk with one of our counselors, and they can give you information on how to report the incident. Sometimes what we think might be a scam or not legitimate, it could be okay. And one of the MAP counselors can get a sense of what happened and let you know.
So if somebody has a legitimate scam, what's the process that they go through and what happened?
Folks should review their Medicare summary notice, which comes quarterly, or they can check online at their MyMedicare.gov account and review that. If they see something that doesn't look right, a service they did not receive, they can check with the provider. You know, maybe there was just a mistake. They can call one of the MAP counselors and run it by them and get their input on whether this was a legitimate charge. You can call 1-800-MEDICARE, which is 1-800-633-4227, and talk with one of the customer service reps there. They can look at the account and get a sense of whether or not it was a legitimate claim filed. If it wasn't, they can take steps to get it removed from the billing statement from your Medicare and stop payment to this provider. The quickest step, check with your physician's office first to see if you get a bill or you see something that doesn't look right. Check with them first, and then you can go to 1-800-MEDICARE and report something there. In extreme cases, Medicare can actually change your Medicare number. That is something that's fairly new. It's something that the beneficiary has to request themselves, but one of the MAP counselors can help facilitate that conversation.
When there are criminals that defraud, are they ever brought to justice?
It's a very long and involved process. When we get information about a situation that's going on, we share it with the appropriate authorities. They put it into their database, and there have been instances where it's used in an actual prosecution or a civil case. That's one of the things that our counselors will do, get that information to the people who can investigate. It's a very delicate, very thorough investigation, but folks are caught, they are tried, and they are sentenced.
I had received some information that last year, the Federal Trade Commission received over 396,000 complaints of government imposter scams, and about 9 to 10% said they lost money to the scammer, and that was $442 million. That's a lot of money. And our older adults are the target. I think that's important to showcase this week, to bring focus to it and warn everybody that if you're getting somebody calling you over the phone asking for money or your personal information, it's most likely a scammer. Isn't that correct?
Medicare will never call and ask for your number. They know your number. Somebody says, I'm calling for Medicare, confirm your number. Just say no and hang up. I've been involved with the MAP program and the Senior Medicare Patrol for some time now. And what's really striking me is that it used to be that folks would get calls and the scammers were just so ingratiating. They were kind and thoughtful and spent time talking to the individual. The beneficiary thought they had found a new best friend. And not only had they shared their Medicare number, but their Social Security number, their husband's Social Security number, their children's, their dog's Social Security number, they had shared their whole lives with this individual just because they took the time and sat there and listened and talked and best friends forever. Now the scammers are being very almost belligerent. They're using fear tactics to get information. If you don't do this, you're going to lose your insurance. You have to do it now. You have to tell me now. Very threatening to people. That has been very, very hard for folks to deal with, especially in these times when folks are more isolated. They're not seeing as many of their friends as they used to see, and somebody's calling them and scaring them. You know, it's scary times.
I totally agree. One of the things that identify a scam caller is that it's needed now. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say so?
Oh, yeah.
We want you to respond now. And the fact that they're either asking for personal information or pay a bill, I'm going to send the sheriff after you. The fact that it's a now response really solidifies that it's a scam call. From my perspective, the best thing to do, hang up the phone.
They're expecting older adults or others who have Medicare to be some kind of weak, docile group, and we're not. There may be a little snow on the top here, but no, just say no bullying. We don't have to take it. We're smarter than they are. Who do you think you're talking to?
Another venue for these scammers is email. And so anything can be copied into an email, including a logo from Social Security and Medicare. And unless you signed up for this kind of thing, you won't get emails either out of the blue.
That's right. And it always strikes me as odd that one of the key signs to fake emails is that there are misspellings or the grammar's just bad. You think they would be more careful. It doesn't look quite professional, as you would see from Medicare. And there are misspellings. And if you hover your mouse over some of the links, they're not quite right. So check those out. And the emails, that's another venue to try and capture you.
Pretty much any way they can reach you and get a response. We've covered the different kinds of scams. And one other way that you can stop scammers from calling is your cell phone. I know these devices are wonderful, but they're also a real venue for scammers to reach you. And there are some call blocking applications that are free, and some of them are already on telephones. You might talk to your senior center or take your phone back to the office where you got it. If you have a plan, for example, to see if you have a built-in feature to block these kinds of calls. But the big thing is, if they're calling to scare you, hang up right away.
Just say no. And the old adage that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Pat, do you know what day you're going to be participating with the big week of celebrations?
I've got an event that I'm scheduled for on June 9th, but the whole week there will be postings and messages and information out there. The week of June 6-5.
That's not lost. Yep. 65-year-olds and older, this is the program for you. From June 5th through June 11th, this is a Medicare Fraud Prevention Week. Right. And you can go to the homepage. This is the www.snp, that's Senior Medicare Patrol, resource.org. And it can tell you all about the activities and probably webinars and things that you can attend. Should be a good week. Anything else you'd like to add?
Let's see. Protect yourself by not sharing your Medicare number with anybody. Medicare will never call you and ask for your number. Detect Medicare fraud by checking your Medicare summary notices and explanation of benefits. If you see something that doesn't look right, you can call one of the MAP counselors at 1-800-803-7174 to report it. And they can get that information to the folks that are doing the research and the study and the investigations. So protect, detect, and report.
The motto of Senior Medicare Patrol. Yes, and we stand by it because it's really important to stop this kind of activity. Medicare is important to all our beneficiaries. And to think that there are fraudsters out there that want to take advantage is horrible. A lot of them are not even in the United States. A lot of them are in a foreign country doing this because they can do it cheaply. If one person responds, one person a day, that may be a lot of money. Pat, I want to thank you for joining us. Come back and join us again.
Oh, I'd love to, Kitty. Thank you for having me.
This is Kitty Glomsky
in Brooke, Mainville,
with the calendar of events for June. Brooke, I hear you have some events scheduled.
I have 5 different events scheduled for the month of June. First, I have a Matter of Balance. It's an in-person fall prevention workshop taking place in Hale, the Niasco. It starts June 6th, going through June 29th from 9:30 to 11:30. Then on June 10th, I have a caregiver webinar series that's virtual. It's understanding and responding to dementia, and that's 1 to 2. On June 13th, I'm partnering with our host organization, NEMSCA Region 9 and Alcona Health Center are putting on a community COVID event from 4 to 6 at our Austin warehouse, 11765 US Highway 23 South. Austin, you can come and receive a COVID vaccination, your booster, and the at-home COVID test. There's going to be vendor tables, and I'm going to be one of the vendors there. It's a great event. We just held one in April, and we had 23 participants come out. It's a great place to get resources, information, and it actually coincides when NEMSCA gives away some of their food boxes.
What are the 3 organizations, again, that are sponsoring this?
It's NEMSCA, Northeast Michigan Community Action Agency, which is our host, and then Region 9, as well as Alcona Health Center. Our first elder abuse webinar will be June 15th, and that's from 1 to 2. And our last event is the Healthy Living Webinar for Your Brain and Body. It's June 17th from 1 to 2. And that's virtual. All these different events that I just went over are free of cost. And anyone can register or sign up with these events by contacting me at 989-358-4616.
Let's get this straight. Let's just name off the events. You have some series, right? They're more than one class.
Yes, and but they don't. Yeah. So altogether, we have a Matter of Balance. It's fall prevention. We have three different kinds of webinars. We have our caregiver webinar, our elder abuse webinar, and our healthy living webinar. We have an in-person Matter of Balance, and then an in-person COVID event taking place in Ausneak.
Wow. There's a lot for people to do, isn't there?
They're all free. So I really hope that we see some faces at these events.
Wonderful. And again, your phone number to register is
989-358-4616.
On my side of the table, I have one event for June, which is the New to Medicare presentation for our new Medicare beneficiaries. This is for anyone who is brand new to Medicare, who is disabled and starting Medicare, or for people that may be working and have postponed their Medicare for a bit. So if they're going to be starting Medicare after retirement, this is the information that you're going to need to make decisions. The MAP program, that's the Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program, will help you know what your options are. The virtual presentation is on June 8th at 10 o'clock. You can call our 800 number, which is 800-803-7174, to register for the event, or you can contact your local council or commission on aging to register. After the presentation, you will get to meet either virtually or in person with a counselor so you can discuss your personal situation. This is a great opportunity for anyone who is starting Medicare and needs some help weeding through what to do. This is Kitty Glomsky
and Brooke Mainville saying thank you for joining us
and asking you to join us next time on Let's Talk About Aging.
Podcast music provided by Groove Music. Selection titled Modern Logo, created by Vadim Kuznetsov and can be found at https://elements.envato.com/modern-logo-zvhfbj6. This podcast was supported, in part, by Grant No. 90MPPG0039 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C., 20201.